listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, I want to read to you from Acts chapter 4 and talk to you about a giving church. Here we go, Acts chapter 4, beginning at verse 34 and reading unto verse 35, where we read this. Nor was there anyone among them who lacked, for all who were possessors of land and houses sold them and brought the proceeds of the things that were sold and laid them at the apostles' feet, and they distributed to each one as they had need. Going through the early chapters of the book of Acts, we're impressed by the many descriptions of the generosity and sharing of the first Christians. We read of the Christian community in Jerusalem that there was not anyone among them who lacked. No one starved, or no one had no place to live, because the Christians took care of each other. Now that took some radical generosity. We read in these verses, all who were possessors of lands or houses sold them. Among the 5,000 or so Christians in Jerusalem at that point, some of them were wealthy. And these wealthy believers weren't taxed into a program of income redistribution. Everyone gave generously, and God provided. Remember that the Jerusalem Christians were largely made up of visitors who came as visitors on Pentecost. They were refugees from abroad, and they had special needs. I keep noting that they did this among the community of Christians. We don't read that they did it for everyone who lived in Jerusalem. Christians have a responsibility to take care of those who are fellow believers. We have the opportunity to help those outside the church, but I don't think that we have the same responsibility. I just don't see it in the scriptures where Christians have the responsibility to feed, clothe, and shelter everyone on earth, but we are definitely called to take care of our own. Now, among the believers, it says here that they distributed to each one as anyone had need. Unfortunately, this generosity was soon abused. Later, the Apostle Paul taught regarding those who should be helped and how they should be helped. Paul's directions, as they are included in the rest of his New Testament letters, include these ideas. Number one, the church must discern who the truly needy are. That's in 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 3. Secondly, if one can work to support himself, then he's not truly needy, and he must provide for his own needs. That's in 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, 1 Timothy chapter 5, and 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Third, if a family can support a needy person of their own family, then the church shouldn't do it. That's in 1 Timothy chapter 5. We read next, those whom the church supports must make some return to the church. That's in 1 Timothy chapter 5, verses 5 and 10. 1 Timothy 5 also tells us that it is right for the church to examine moral conduct in an individual before supporting them. That's again in 1 Timothy chapter 5. And then finally, the support of the church should be for the most basic necessities of living. You'll find that in 1 Timothy chapter 6. Now, I think that today the church does a better job with this than most people give credit for. Of course, Christians can and should always do better and do more. But I can't think of a single voluntary organization on this earth that does more to feed, clothe, and shelter their own and the poor of this world than does the church, Christians, the followers of Jesus Christ. So here's something very practical for you today. Today, ask God if there's a believer in need that he wants you to help. And trust that if there is, the Holy Spirit will show you and guide you into how to do it. You do it with biblical wisdom given by Paul and others, but by all means, do it. And do it in the name of Jesus.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.